talk to us about the whatever it is.
Okay. I'm going to start with public safety software. I had Sean Barnwell and Jimmy Russell with me as well.
And Gary Morgan. Don't leave Gary out.
Gary Morgan, that's right. We have evaluated the public safety software. It actually started with five companies that responded, and we met as a group and took it down to three, Cody, Spillman, and ITI. ITI currently is the software company that we use right now. This is this all falls under the COP grant that we have, the COPS grant. This will be new technology. This is the public safety software that we went out to bid for that will include Taney County, Branson, Rockaway Beach, Forsyth, and Hollister. So after several meetings and demonstrations from each company, we have put together a comparison sheet. And then the second sheet that I have given you is a plan for the payment. Right now, we have $250,000 to put up front. So we ask each one in the best and final to give us what kind of payment plan they could do for us till we get our grant money next year as well and continuing on. We did meet and decide that we wanted to recommend Cody Systems for the public safety software. Cody Systems is asking for the $250,000 up front for full product implementation, multi-year no interest payments as long as grant funding is being sought. Parties will meet in the second year to discuss future payments.
So Linda, if I can ask, that says multi-year no interest payments. So what's our payments?
Well, we would still have to meet to discuss that as well. I mean, we've discussed putting the $250,000 up front. Go ahead, Jimmy.
We're basically looking for a 3-year payoff on it.
Okay.
For grant funds.
Now, here's the question I've got. Is that this is, if you look at software cost only, it's not the cheapest. But if you look at software plus data conversion, do we have an ITI? And this is one of the questions we're going to have. ITI. It says hardware and software, additional hardware and software needed. Do we have a dollar figure what that would be? Because just because we
well,
usually
also ITI, Jim, does not have all the products available at this time.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I'm just, my thing, making sure we cover this on the surface may not show as the lowest price, but actually it is when we're looking for all the modules.
Everything that we had stated in the RFP.
I visited with Joan and Ron about this. Did they come to you with something new that had come out on the COPS grant proposal?
I haven't seen what.
Within a week, last week or so.
Probably. I spoke to Mr. Houseman, and he said that he had reached out to Joanne Emerson's office.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a contact in Washington, and they're going to fax me some paperwork.
Okay.
No specific grants, though, came into discussion, but he did tell me that any grants that I see come up, that they do have grant writers that they could put on to try to supplement what we're doing currently.
Right. That's what I understood, and that in the conversation that I had with him and Joan, that and I see that one of the qualifications here is that we just keep seeking grants, and I guess with Joanne Emerson's office working with, I don't think it was Barbara Bowling that was involved in that one. It might have been, but I thought it was another lady that was involved in that one. But they are seeking a $750,000 grant proposal. You might visit with them about that.
Yes, I will. I spoke to Barbara Boley, and she's aware of the project, and she was going
to okay, she may be the one.
Grant funding, but I haven't heard of any specific grants yet that she has found.
Right. Okay.
So that, I have a question. These dollars that we're talking about spending are what you, Jimmy, initiated back a couple years ago or whenever it was?
3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And this...
all part of the White River Communication.
So these are money we've already received through the earmark, so to speak, right?
Special appropriation request.
And, yes, I'm sorry, special appropriation request. And... I think I did mention this in administrative, but I got a hold of Steve McIntosh as well as, I think it was Josh or who was it?
Josh, I think his last name's Adams.
In Emerson's office, that it was all right to talk to Sean and keep working on as he's been doing. Okay, thank you.
I got one question, and you guys may have to ask. So we have $250,000 currently. Is that what we have? How much do we have allocated in the COPS grant?
$400,000.
$400,000 right now.
Right.
And if we don't get any more grant money, would be is the county on the hook then for the difference, or how's that?
That's where I was headed. Good question.
But there's no indication it won't be there next year.
Right. It's been applied to everything for next year.
Okay.
But there is a risk there.
But we don't know how much the risk is, Jimmy?
Well, $400,000 minus $687,000, which would be $287,000, correct?
Well,
actually, all the money, there's different things that the money is appropriated for. Okay. $250,000 out of that $400,000 would go for this.
Okay.
Then we also have what we're awarding today, the cellular broadband service, as well as the computer laptops, mounts.
We also have $150,000 total in JAG money that we're applying this year. And then we've also got the JAG money that's was appropriated next year. Do you remember?
Well, we haven't got it there yet.
It's not appropriated yet. But there's other grants also on top of the costs that are all going into this also.
So this is all part of the communications, the White River
right.
Communications
this
project.
This is kind of the base part of it. That
without this, there's no reason.
Without this, it's not going to work.
Right.
In order for us to continue to seek grant money, we have to have network that's up and running, so we can't allocate all $400,000 to just software this first year. So
okay.
What we did actually was split it in half, and $200,000 is going towards software, $200,000 is going towards hardware costs. That extra $50,000 is actually coming from additional grants that the city of Forsyth has put in for, the city of Branson, and also Canyon County Sheriff.
Okay, forgive me if I'm being slow, but we're interested in what our risk is if we don't get any money. Should we be insistent on that number at this time?
Well, I can give you your cost for the software that's going to come to the county,
mm-hmm.
but this will all also be talked about when contract negotiations come up here in the next couple of weeks. Once it's awarded that Cody is the vendor that we will deal with, then their people will come and sit down for contract negotiations with you.
Okay, so if we are uncomfortable at that point, there's still an out.
Yes, sir. And this is a process that's going to go on with the city of Branson, the city of Forsyth, the city of Rock.
Everybody's working
Everybody
together.
Everybody will have a contract with the county.
Yeah, the county's not going to be on the hook for all of it.
Okay. More questions, comments?
No.
Ready to act?
Ready. I move that we accept the Cody bid as best and arguably the lowest. I think we can justify that, but as the preferred software vendor for. So. Let me rewrite. Is that a confusing motion? That is. How about we? I move that we award Cody Systems of Public Safety Software.
How's that?
Is that better easier?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. I think this is a way to go. I mean, we've been working on it a long time. Here we got all the cities and the county working together. I think it's a real attaboy. I appreciate you both.
Way to go.
And everybody else that's been involved. I know Sean's kind of been our point guy. I've teased him a little bit, and he's even taken that. So.
One of the other points of this coding system is there's a lot of other departments in the area.
Right.
And everything. So
All right. Step. Thanks for being here.
Next
Anything
step.
Else?
We're not done
for those
yet.
Three.
No, we're still
more.
Seeing. Yeah.
More money's being spent out of this grant, I think. So.
Yes, it is. Next
oh,
up,
computers.
We have
yeah.
computers, computer mounts, and printers and antennas. We had three vendors that that responded to this: Turnkey Mobile, Howard Computers, and Ed Rohr. I've made a bid tabulation so that you could see the different prices. Turnkey Mobile came in at $4,020 on the computers, on the laptop, Toughbook computers. They were also the lowest on the mounts, as well as the printers, and just a few dollars difference on the antenna. But after discussion, we decided to go with one company and recommend Turnkey Mobile as the vendor so that we could get all supplies from one place.
The money, is this, some of this money is being spent from the grant also, correct?
Yes.
How much?
This is our hardware from the grant.
That's what he got through saying,
yeah.
That they have to get up and running before they can apply for the other grants, and that this money, I'm assuming, is that money to put
this
you
the
in
the hardware
that.
Section.
Right.
Have
right.
Software.
And you're just going to be buying whatever the grant money is available.
Right.
You're going to be using that grant money to discussion. I move that we accept Turnkey Mobile.
As recommended.
As recommended and presented.
Second.
All those in favor, any questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
The last one will be cellular broadband service. We had two companies respond to the cellular broadband service. We had Verizon and we had Sprint. Sean Barnwell has went out in different areas of the county and tested both. We've got it on a sheet here documenting everything. Both companies turned out to be wonderful. 50-50, I'd say wonderful equal. We did make the recommendation to go with Verizon. There's just areas that Verizon has more service where Sprint will not, will drop the call. This shows a lot of, like, interactive speeds, bringing stuff up on the computer, as well as cellular service.
We use Verizon now anyway. For
we use Verizon anyway. So it's our recommendation that we go with Verizon.
I move that we accept Verizon as a low bid for the cellular broadband service.
Second.
Questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Linda. Gentlemen. Okay.
John, you'll be back in touch with me about the...
Mr. Suti, what are you up to?
I was just here for the Energize Missouri.
Oh.
The grant.
Okay. I brought up the information you brought us the other day as far as, I guess there's some more going on about that maybe the grant's just unreasonable and they may work on it or something.
The sewer?
Nothing for you to do, but just for your information.
All right, who's presenting?
Joan?
I will introduce Rod.
Okay. You can sit at the table or the podium, either one, whatever.
Okay. Some months ago, Commissioner Straffis brought to my attention the importance of energy monies and looking at the upcoming grant potential, and we have been doing that over these past few months. The application was only offered a few weeks ago, so it has been wait, and then hurry up. Our grant writing, our group that has been working on this project, Jim has been leading us. Rod Finkel is our consulting engineer. Barb Bowley, grant writer, Debbie Redford, grant writer, Jillian Roulon has been integrally involved, as has now Linda Gifford, and have asked Rod to give an update of this project and also a comprehensive overview of this project. We have actually two projects we've been looking at, a retrofitting project as well as the wastewater pump lift station project. So these, any application is due January 15th. That's due to be received. That's this week. We will have a CD and two hard copies of any application we submit to DNR for these energy monies. I'd like to introduce Rod to you now, who will talk about the project at length.
Thank you. Welcome, Rod.
My name again is Rod Finkel. I'm just going to give you just a brief history of the project, as well as maybe just a brief history of my company, our involvement with audits. We're located, our branch office in Springfield, Missouri, and we have another branch office in Kansas City, Kansas. All this work is being done out of the Springfield office. And what we bring to the table is the audit itself, but we've been able to bring a lot more, as it turns out, on this particular project. I want to give you a little history because this has evolved into something that I don't think any of us thought it would initially. When we first got involved, it was looking at an energy audit of the courthouse. And at that time, the grant information was not even publicized. In fact, the state of Missouri received funds from the federal government, and they actually took it out of house and hired a third party to administer the funds. And this happened in September of last year. It took them approximately 2.5 months to put the program together before anything was released to the general public, and they were continually working on it. And so when we got involved, the first thing we did was go to one of their seminars. And the seminar described to us in detail, as much as I knew at that time, what would be required, but it was really more of a fact-finding mission for them because none of the paperwork had been released to the public yet as far as what the requirements for that would be. And I believe the date of that was in November, middle part of November. When we went, we found out that there were really three components to the grant in order to get it. One is you had to create jobs, two, you had to save energy, and three, you had to have a lot of participants. It was going to be looked at as the number of people or number of people in the area that could be affected. So it became very evident very quickly that if we didn't create a lot of jobs and we didn't do something else other than just involve the county, the chances of getting the grant was not very good. So we started looking at other agencies around the vicinity to see if we could come up with some other participants to make this grant a little more viable. There was only a little over $12 million available for the whole state to be looking at this. So it is a competitive type grant. So once we did that, as I said, the project really started to evolve into something way more than we ever thought it would be. So at this time, we currently have Taney County, the courthouse itself, Hollister Schools, temperature controls, Mark Twain School Lighting, Kirbyville School Lighting, Taney County Health Department Lighting, which is three facilities, Western Taney County Fire, which there are 11 of those buildings that we're looking at, City of Branson, three buildings, and then the Taney County Airport for relighting. Now, one of the things that we were originally hired to do was to come in and look at this from an audit standpoint for the courthouse itself. But it became very apparent because of the requirements of the grant that it did not make sense for the county to spend money for an audit for the entire building because there would not be a payback for you to do that. It might be of valuable information to you, but there was not going to be any money available from the grant. Now, what we did do during the course of this process is we did evaluate several things in the courthouse because it was borderline to whether or not we would think we would be applicable to the grant. The grant requires a 10-year payback on any type of thing that you do. If you can't get a 10-year payback, then they're not going to give you any money for it. We did find that the lighting in the courthouse could be replaced, and that's where we are right now is replacing the lighting. We looked at air conditioning. The air conditioning was closer to a 20-year payback. We also looked at temperature controls. Temperature controls were borderline on being a 10-year to 11-year payback. It is not included in this. We also looked at the parking lot lighting to try to help save some money on the Judiciary Center. And we probably need to discuss that a little bit because although we can get a savings and a payback for that, for those lights, it's our feeling, my company's feeling, that if we reduce the lighting level over there, that I think you will be in jeopardy of being too low. And the only way that we can save you any energy is to reduce the wattage and the lighting level in there. We got in contact with the original engineers for that center, and you're currently running it. The foot candle levels are 1 foot candle and 2 foot candles. I believe your pedestrian area is 1 and your parking lot is 2, and I may have those flip-flops, so I apologize. But they are in agreement with us that you are bare minimum for those foot candle levels. So our recommendation is that we do not do that, that we do not replace those lights. I know that they are causing you some energy issues, but maybe we can do some different things with controls. But with regard to this grant, I'm recommending that we don't go that route. You would comply. You are within the 2-year payback, within the 10-year payback to do that should you choose to do that. But our recommendation is that you don't do that from a safety standpoint. I will tell you this because it may come up. Branson Rec Center is choosing to change out their lights. They're currently at a half a foot candle. That, in my opinion, is bare minimum for that type of a facility. They're cutting theirs to 0.2. Their board has passed it. We recommended they don't do it, but their board did pass it to go to 0.2. And so they, again, we're putting that money through on the grant for them to get their savings for that. It's a different type of light fixture, totally different than what you have over there. It's a very expensive fixture. In fact, it's $1,000 a fixture. It's the newest technology, but there is a payback for it because it uses very, very little wattage. That kind of brings us up to date with where we were for your project. As I told you, one of the other things that we've looked at has been the water wastewater. I know that the county has already spent some money or approved some money to be spent for the testing of all of your stations, and we've received information on several of those from Great River Engineering, and we have worked very closely with them back and forth, as we said that we would, to determine a payback for those. We have not been able to get a payback within the 10-year mark for those. And what they're doing there really is they're not changing out the pump motors. To each one of those facilities, there is a pump, and then there is the motor to it. The motors are staying the same, and what they're looking at is trying to change out the pump itself, the device that goes into the well, to try to make it more efficient. And they have done so, and they've increased the efficiency immensely. For instance, they went from 29%, which is what a couple of the pumps were running at that we looked at, to almost 60%. Well, that's quite a bit of efficiency, but yet you look at it, the motor doesn't change. The specific one that we looked at was utility bills at that facility were $3,000. Even if we improve those by 50%, to replace both pumps is $15,000. So you can see you'd have to replace it for 15% just to get to the 10-year mark. I don't think there's any way possible to get to that 50% mark, not when you don't change out motors. And we also know that the grant writer, Barb Bolle, had checked around, and she found another site that was having the same problem that we were, trying to get a payback. So she did send an email to DNR to ask them if they were seeing this across the board. Their response was no, that they are seeing some municipalities that are getting paybacks. But I'm just being honest with you, we've run the calcs every which way, backwards and forwards. Great River has run the calculations, and we can't get there to be a payback, not when you look at the efficiencies that we're looking at if you don't change out the motors. We're almost to the end of this. It's been many hours. Like I said, it's been much more involved than we originally thought it was. But that's no fault to anybody. I think the paperwork wasn't released until somewhere around the 15th of December. So it wasn't until then that we actually knew what our scope of work was going to be. So we've tried to really be diligent with how we've spent our time and your money on this project. I think that we've done a very good job of not squandering anything. We've tried to be treated as if it was our money when we go through and do the audits and determine whether or not an audit is actually even required for this grant. If it wasn't, then we didn't do it. What is your chances of getting this grant? I really don't know. I just know that the competition is pretty good across the board. But I can tell you, you've got a really good grant writer in Barboli. He's got a lot of experience and has just been a tremendous member on this team as far as giving us the right information and what information to go after and the actual writing of it.
Isn't it true that also our chances are better because of so many entities are participating with us?
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that they look at is that they look at the number of people that will benefit from this grant. And you've done as good a job as anybody that we have talked to. Barb has done her due diligence as well as talking to people around the state, and you've got as many entities as most of them.
Other questions?
So what's next?
Keep your fingers crossed, of course. Right now, we've got a conference call at 1 o'clock today to put finalizing touches on it. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow and Wednesday morning, the CDs will be prepared and the information will go out. The next step is to prepare. One of the things that we have done is tried to leverage as much as possible all the exterior funding that would be required. We're looking at Empire District for getting a grant from Empire District on this. We're also looking at DNR's revolving fund, so we'll need to fill out those forms after all this paperwork goes through. And again, we're going to try to minimize what we send through because, you know, if we don't get the grant, then obviously that's time not spent very well.
So the grant itself is a 25% match, is that correct? What's our part of the... I believe it's 75% comes from the grant, and we have to match with 25% of something.
Correct. Right now, what we've done is that we have everything that is not coming from the grant. We're trying to either get you another grant or go through a DNR revolving fund,
where the cost savings actually pay the note versus
exactly.
us paying the note,
where it is not considered a debt.
But if none of that happens, we are on the hook for 25%.
You're on the hook for 75%.
Okay, because it's a 25%. From the state, for the grant's 25%.
That's correct. But okay. if what you leverage doesn't come through,
right.
then you would be responsible for that.
Okay.
And obviously you have the ability at that point in time, if you find out, you just say, I don't want to take the grant.
You don't play. I mean, at that point is when we say we don't want to participate if we don't get the alternate funding, the alternate grants and all that. So this is strictly the application. We still have one more chance to stop the process if we can't find any other additional sources of grants or funding.
That is correct.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand. So the grant is 75% county or 25% county?
75% county.
75% of it has to be, well, what they say is that at least 25% has to be leveraged. At least 25% of the grant has to be leveraged. And that's outside what they give you. So, for instance, if the grant's for $100, or if the value of the project is $100, you have to leverage at least $25 of that. You have to come up with $25. Now, it doesn't mean it has to come out of your pocket. It could be another grant. It could be another bank loan. It could be whatever you want. Exactly.
Okay.
So, sorry, you're going to have to do that again for me, Rod.
Okay. Let me give you your exact numbers. I'll just pull one out of here from what we're looking at. We have a project right now, a lighting project, where the total cost of it is approximately $50,000, okay?
Is that for the county's buildings?
Yes.
That you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. The incentive grant is approximately $21,000. That's what you'd get back from there. So that you are going to have to, we're looking at the revolving loan fund being approximately $23,000 and Empire's grant being about $6,000.
Revolving loan fund would mean that we'll be responsible for that, but it'll be paid through that fund.
It'll be paid for that fund.
And the savings that we see through that should pay the liability of the fund.
That is correct. And I'll give you the estimate for that. I don't know how DNR does their formulas. We've tried, but they're not really giving that information out, and I understand why. But our calculations were that you were going to see about a $5,900, say $6,000 a year savings, okay? That was our calculations. Their calculations, when you use theirs, say that it's going to be about $20,000.
But we don't pay $20,000 in utility in this building.
I know that.
Okay.
So that's the way ours, that's the way, that's annual, okay? That's
right, annual. But
that's the difference between their numbers and our numbers. But that's okay. I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
Us
you bet
way.
It does. It helps you.
Okay, so let me see if I got this.
Okay.
So the grant is for $50,000 for our lighting.
The project is $50,000.
Project cost.
Project cost for the county is $50,000. $21,000 of that would be paid by the grant.
Correct.
If the grant is given to us. Mm-hmm. Then we would come up with the 23 and the 6. But those have to, we have to win those, so to speak, yet also.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
And we don't do any of that until we hear back from the grant.
That's a great question. That's what everybody's asking right now. Because of the complexity and the length of time that everybody's had to put this together, there's no way anybody could complete these other grant information, let alone get approval on it. So our intent is that we're going to sit on this until this all comes through. We're showing that, and they said this is appropriate, that we're going to try to make up this much money from the DNR revolving fund, and we're going to make up this much money from the Empire grant. And they said that's fine. Once you understand that you have the grant, then you can apply for those.
And if we don't get them, we can say, oh, we don't want the grant, and you can have the money back.
That is correct. Now, I say that with this caveat. The projects have to be completed by, I want to say, September of 2012. So you have all that time, and you can easily do this project probably in 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. You have a certain length of time there that you'll have to apply for those other loans slash grants and get them and then make them as part of this. So it may be that you can't make that decision until, I'm going to say, December of 2010. Because you may not have your grant and DNR information back from them to see whether or not you qualify.
And just gentlemen, from a budget perspective, we have $10,000 in capital improvement money that we budgeted. That lighting would, we could, if we needed to, we have some money there that we've allocated for capital improvement. And we also have some money, $60,000 total in maintenance. And some of that money is allocated toward lighting. Within that, not all 60,000, probably a small portion, but $3,000 to $5,000, if I estimate talking to Renee. So we have some of that money that we already allocate to spend. If the grants didn't come through, if we had to come have another conversation, we got the grant, but none of the other supplemented money came, we could have that conversation.
Okay.
Just for you.
Let me make sure that I'm clear to you. The numbers that I just gave you are for this building right here.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha. Right.
Okay.
Not the airport.
Not the airport and not the fire stations.
Not the fire station, which is different money.
They're all very minor compared to this.
Right.
Do you have a figure for all, counting Mark Twain and Health
yes,
Department
I do.
And all that?
Yes, I do. The total cost of the project is right in the neighborhood of $750,000. Total grant is around $170,000.
Okay.
The biggest component of that is Hollister Schools.
They've got the biggest amount.
Mm-hmm. And the control, the thermostatic controls, I think is what Debbie
That's
was
correct.
Telling us.
That's correct.
Okay.
I've got some more questions before you go back. You were mentioning the lighting on the new courthouse, new building.
Yes, parking lot lighting.
Parking lot lighting,
yes.
I should say. And one question that came to mind as you were speaking is, it doesn't make sense to me that as we see the spacing on the lighting down to the sheriff's department being twice to what it is when you get down there, it seems reasonable to me that we ought to be able to eliminate half of those in front of the sheriff's department and still have the rating that you gave me. I don't know how that's said.
The foot candle level?
Yeah.
If I understand.
You hear what I'm asking?
I think I know what you're asking me, but I'm going to reword it for you to see.
All right.
What you're saying is you think you have too much light as you get closer to the building?
And yeah. At the sheriff's department.
Just in front of the sheriff's. We'd have to see where you surveyed this. I think it's important to see where the surveying, because like Chuck is saying, the lighting, the street lighting, they double up as it gets toward the other end.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a little landing strip.
Towards that end, when we get to the sheriff's department, and I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody, I don't think, but certainly it doesn't to me, because they've doubled the lighting down through there.
Okay, well, we may not have looked at that piece then.
We ought to be able to eliminate half of those, I mean, apart from the grant, and we've talked about it.
We're going to take it. We've marked
them
and we're
ready. Elimination, you don't need the grant to eliminate them. Yeah. In fact, elimination will cost you much less than applying for this grant.
But when you said it didn't work out, that.
Well, and I was looking in the main body of the parking lot. I didn't look on that specific area.
Okay. The upper deck of the parking garage.
That's correct.
And all the new parking right in front of it. So.
Okay.
And you mentioned you compared it to the city of Branson and what they were doing, even though you didn't recommend it, they're going to cut back. Is that part of this grant or
is
that another product?
So it's part of this grant.
Is there any liability to the county since we're going to be the name?
Yeah, you know, there is not, no.
Okay, good.
Because that's a decision that they have totally made on their own. The projects themselves were brought to us. We did not go to them. And they're fully aware of everything. We designed that parking lot, so I know they've got the same information.
Now, let me ask you another one let me make a comment before I ask my last question. And I've been somewhat concerned because I haven't been involved knowing what's going on. I've heard very positive comments about your work, and we think you're doing a great job. And
well, thank you.
I can say from just visiting this short time, I appreciate the way you put it to us. I feel good about that. I have a question on it. You mentioned the time and money that the county is spending. Of course, we got our grant writers and their work and all that. We understand that. Is it costing us money if we don't get the grant? What's the cost to the county for your work and your time?
That's a great question. I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that, but since you did, right now we don't have a contract with you, okay?
Okay.
And part of the reason for that is that nobody knew this was going to be what it is. And here's the agreement that I have tried to work out with the county is that when it comes time to trying to put a fee together for this, I will promise you that it will be a win-win fee. Because we wouldn't have expected this, you didn't expect this, you might not have decided to do it had you known from the beginning, I don't know. But one thing that we're looking at that I think will really help you is that when we replace the light fixtures in this building, we're hoping that in 2005, Congress passed an act, the EPACT, Energy Policy Act of 2005. It's kind of been a hush-hush deal, but we've kind of found out about it last year. And what it is for a public entity, as a designer, I can come in here and take tax credits for improving your condition from an energy standpoint. If we can get this building to comply, we will take the majority of our fee from those tax credits. It's something that you as an entity cannot receive anyway. You give us a donation letter is what it is, and allows us to take those tax credits. If we can get this building to comply, that will be a large majority of our fee. And that way, it will be very little, if anything, out of your pockets to pay for our services. We're going to try very hard to make that happen because, in my mind, that is a win-win. If you can get the advantage of our services for this grant and we can get the advantages of the tax credit and you don't have to pay very little out of your pocket for our services, then you can't ask for anything better than that. And that's where we're trying to be. In order to comply with that EPAC policy, we have to get your lights to a level that equals 16 2/3% better than ASHRAE 2001-1990.1. I know that means nothing to you, but we have to get to that level, and we have to beat that by 16 2/3%. We think we can get very close to doing that. But until we actually lay it out and go through the calculations, we won't know for sure. But that's what we're striving for. And in doing so, not only will we be replacing the lamps that you have in here, but we will be adding motion sensors in almost every room. That's a requirement of that, and that has been included in the grant, and you're getting money back from the grant for that. So that would be part of it as well. But we would have to do that in order to comply with this EPAC program.
Motion sensors, as it takes motion to keep the light on, is that what you're saying?
Yes, correct.
Which would solve a huge problem we have.
Yeah. But I assume that having those motion and your knowledge and how you work all this jazz out is having those motion sensors as part of the the payback, so to speak.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
If you didn't have the motion sensors, you wouldn't be able to meet it.
Well, you wouldn't be able to meet EPAC is correct.
Okay.
The motion sensors, whether or not they actually contribute to the energy savings, I think they do. But it's more a requirement of the ASHRAE requirement that you have those types of controls to be able to comply.
Okay, so you don't have a contract. You mentioned that with some question in your language, and then you said that the tax credits would take care of the majority of it.
That's good. If we can get them.
There would be some left for the county to pay, and you don't have that number. Is that right?
I don't, but I can tell you it's going to be less than $4,000.
Okay.
Let me put that in context for you. When we first started out, we were around $12,000 was our fee.
For your audit and everything.
Mm-hmm. For our services. And once we found out that the grant was not going to require us to do the full energy audit, I reduced that to around $6,000, $6,500 or $6,000. That was before I knew I had 13 other entities that I had to do paperwork for. So, I mean, we're somewhere in between there, but I can promise you this has been a good experience. If I don't get paid a dime, it's been a good experience. It's been good working with good people, and I promise you that it will be fair.
I was in business a long time. I understand how things don't play out when you first start, so I appreciate your integrity there. You mentioned, I think this is my last question, we started this process before we knew there was a grant. We started the audit process. Is that the $12,000?
We didn't start it before we knew there was a grant. We started it before we knew the grant requirements. Oh. We knew there would be a grant. The whole state knew there would be a grant, but nobody knew anything about it. And then we went to the first seminar, and even then, all it was a Q&A session for them to help establish the requirements for the grant. So at that time, everybody really thought the same thing as we did, that it would be an audit. But they became very clear very quickly that, no, this really isn't an audit. We don't have enough money for audits. That's why you're not even being paid for the audits. There's just not enough money available.
Rod, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Other questions? Comments?
Do we need to have a motion? If we're going to be signing this grant application, do we need to go ahead and have a motion to approve the grant application? Joan, I mean...
address that from a legal standpoint, but I certainly can't see that would hurt.
Well, let me ask you this. The documentation that you have that you need to submit will require one of our signatures. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Then we need to go ahead and approve the grant application because that will, I mean, you can't sign it without a motion. Now, we've posted, I believe,
from... I also know that was the reason I was down here. I know that starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, Wednesday morning, Barbara Bowley is going to be sending me all the information on the application that Commissioner Pennell will need to sign. And it's for the application in itself.
Come up here to the mic and say that again if you don't mind. Yeah, it won't hurt you. Or let me repeat it to you. Barbara is sending us the grant application.
Starting Wednesday morning. I've already asked Commissioner Straffis if it would be okay. I'm going to come in early. She's going to be sending us the application, and whenever I receive the application, I need to make 2 copies, plus I also need to have a CD burned. Now, with these applications, sir, you're going to need to sign these, and then Linda Gifford is going to, if I understood correctly from our meeting that we found out last, Linda Gifford is going to actually take them to Jefferson City Thursday and hand deliver them instead of me overnighting them. They must receive it by the 15th, and she was going to Jeff City anyway. But you will definitely need to sign these Wednesday.
Okay, but again, she is providing us. We don't have the grant application yet, but she's going to have that for us Wednesday morning.
She will have everything ready for us Wednesday morning, and she actually is going to be on the phone with me, and she's going to walk me through everything that we need to do.
Okay. So back to you, Jim. Do we want to approve an application that we don't even have yet? Am I hearing that
well,
right?
Well, I'm just... I guess the question, that was my intention, was go ahead and approve the grant application because we've already assigned Barbara and Rod for the data in that application. I believe Barbara's just putting down in writing what Rod's already ascertained from all the other entities.
So really, from my perspective, there's nothing I will be able to add or take away from that grant application because I have relatively no knowledge of
the process. Jim, the approval has a safety point that when we receive the information on the grant, if we don't like it, then we...
We pull the plug.
We pull the plug right there. So I'm going to make a motion to approve...
grant application?
The grant application. And for strictly those reasons that it needs to be, it is time related.
I'll second that.
Okay. And Mr. Pennell, just so you know, also starting Wednesday morning, I'm not sure what time you're coming in the office, but hopefully by the time you get in, you can look over every single thing before I package it to be sent.
I'm not interested in looking it over, but we generally have our attorney look over stuff, so that would be my only interest.
Oh, he'll be here. I'll have him look over it as well.
Okay. Well, do we want it pending? Do you want to modify the pending Bob's review?
That's what we generally do, yeah.
Let's just...
That'll be fine with me.
Pending Bob's review, I'll amend my second. So we approve pending Bob's review of the grant application.
Okay. Humor to me just a little bit more, and that is when that happens Wednesday, what's the most... Is the most that be the $4,000 maximum that we're going to be out to you, Rob, if we don't get the grant? By moving forward with this grant, what's the county liable for at that point? I know we've got the next step when the grants, and we have a period of time there, but, I mean, I guess we're already there as far as expenses with you, if I understand right.
Yeah, you're there.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
If that's what it is.
But do the tax credits apply at that point?
No, the tax credits will not. They will not. I won't get the tax credits unless you actually do the work.
Okay.
So really, the county is not taking on any different way of saying that the county is not taking on any more liability at this point than we're already into.
No, that is correct.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Just a closing remark. I feel really fortunate to have worked with this group of people. I feel like we're joined at the hip now. To say that there's been 100 emails would be an extreme understatement. There have been hundreds and hundreds of emails and just almost as many phone calls and as many phone conferences. And I feel really fortunate that we have these folks working with us on this project. This can be wonderful, too, for the county because the other entities that are involved, this is the county helping facilitate energy updates in other parts of the county, not just the county courthouse. That's good for a commission.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Joan. Appreciate your work.
Uh-huh. Oh, and Barbara, I asked her, she and I have been in contact this weekend, and I asked her to begin looking at other sources of funding for the wastewater lift station pumps, and she is doing that as we speak.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because I thought I heard two different things, Jim, from what you'd said before.
Well, I didn't have the response from...
So his is the latest
information? I guess his would be the latest, because okay. Joan had given me an update that Barbara was going to send a letter to DNR saying that they didn't see how you could calculate those formulas, okay. But I think Rod's heard otherwise now, so I would
we have now heard
the most current.
That's correct. We have now heard that they do feel the formula is correct, and they have other entities that are able to fall within the 10-year or less payback.
Great.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
The only thing we have left on the agenda, guys, is the elevator request. And just to kind of give you an update on the elevator, the parking garage elevator, there's two things. It was $30-some thousand to repair because it's out of order right now.
Yeah.
It's also, we can only close it if ADA requirements don't require us to keep it open. Now, to officially close it, it's going to be almost $9,000. So Bob is checking to see... First of all, ADA-wise, can we close it? But it looks like, unless we come up with a creative way to close this thing, it's going to cost us $9,000 to close it.
I've got an idea.
Let's hear it.
Popped in my brain as you were talking because I had
boarded over it.
I had the same information that you just gave me, and it just hit there. A yellow sign, or yellow, however you want to say it.
Timber out of order.
You got her. Is it not the truth?
That is temporarily out of order. A commission down the road may open it back up.
We may see a need. 2 years from now, why would we disable it entirely?
The only reason we would come back up, I guess what I would say is, if it comes back up, it's only because Bob has found some information that we need to repair it. But his understanding of the ADA requirements, we were fine.
I was saying that somewhat in a little bit of a joking manner, but it's, as I think about it,
there's no reason why we can't do that.
Have we got that sign up already? Do you know?
I think it's just broken.
I would put up $20 on a decent sign.
I'd put a 4x8 sheet of plywood right over the door and rivet it to it and say
temporary out of order.
Temporary out of order.
That way, there's no
nobody
way somebody in there.
Can get in there.
We want it definitely safe where nobody can get in.
We'll direct.
See, they won't be able to slide the door 4 foot to even let anybody right. get in. Let me see your agenda there just a second. There was something that I was wanting to. Not on that today.
Today we had elevator is 11:45, and that was, we've now done everything except Bob's work session today.
No. Do we want to involve him? We get him. I've got.
Well, we haven't had an update in a while, but I believe he had a doctor's appointment.
Yep. That's what I was. Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone.
I've got two. I promise will be short. Personnel issues and executive. I'd like to look at it real quick. And I'd like Rick to stay if he would.
Oh, fine. Motion to go into executive. Pursuant personnel.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried.
Give him a second.